This is Bonnie Simon, and you're listening to the Bonnie Simon Says podcast. Now, as a general thing, there's some chickens squawking at this time. However, it's only about 40 degrees outside, and I don't want to be sitting outside, so there's no intro music. There's just me and no chickens and another story. So, today I'm going to tell you a story about somebody I interviewed. I did some interviews of people trying to find out what people do when they try to change careers. And we're going to call this particular person Oyster. And why are we calling this person Oyster? Well, because I had to sit around thinking of a name to protect the identity of the person I actually interviewed. And the only word I can actually see right now is on a bag that says oyster shell, because chickens eat oyster shell. Okay, so hopefully you probably already knew that this was going to be ridiculous, but that's okay. Anyway, so Oyster was somebody who was working in the pharmaceutical world. She was working with patients and with medications, with pharmaceutical medications. But at home, she had started to do a lot of research. She was interested in natural things. She was interested in organic things. So she did a lot of research into things like what to eat and how to raise your own food and stuff like that. And what she found was that after some time, that she had a problem at work, because at home she was very carefully choosing things for her and her family that were natural and often organic, or she raised a lot of things to eat, and then she would go to work and she was dealing with people who were taking synthetic medications. And it's a little hard for me to tell this story because I don't necessarily have the same values. I mean, we could talk about that, but it's not the point though. Like, the point isn't what I think. The point is that she had this conflict between what she felt about her job, about how she felt about the world and her philosophy about who she is and what she was doing during the workday. So it's a difficult conflict, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but if you, like, you have to go and you have to, when you sell your time in any, you know, in any sort of occupational way, you really have to do what your employer wants you to do, because that's why they're paying you, and that's where the integrity is in performing your duties to the best of your ability. And if these conflict with your values, this can be a very painful kind of workday. Like, it can really drain you. And so when that happens, it's really important that you think about, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's not, maybe it isn't for everyone, but for Oyster, and it was the same for me in my own situation, it was important to change jobs. It was too crushing to try to do something that violated her integrity every day. So she didn't actually work with us. I was just interviewing her to find out what people do. And what she talked about is what a lot of people talked about, which is going back to school. A lot of people feel that you have to go back to school in order to change careers. But this isn't necessarily true. And the interesting part of the Oyster story is that she actually didn't go back to school. What she ended up doing was finding a different job. Now, a lot of times what people will do when they're looking for a different job is that they'll just look around and they'll say, oh, you know, well, here's this person doing this job. I could do that job. That, you know, like, you might walk into a store and say, you know, oh, here's a person who sells clothes. I could sell clothes. And while this isn't necessarily the best way to do it, it is definitely a way. Like, you can definitely try out different jobs. And this becomes more difficult as you get into higher skilled jobs, because it's harder to find the jobs and you might need more training for the jobs. You might need more experience for the jobs, which is why we recommend going through a process of determining your interests, your skills, and your preferred work environment before committing time and effort to finding something different. But that really, like, the point here is that you really don't have to stay with a job that conflicts with your values. There is definitely another way. And what Oyster found out was that eventually in her job search, she found something else and she found a completely different kind of job that did not conflict with her values. And I haven't talked to her since then, but my guess is that she, whether she likes the job or not, she probably feels a lot more settled in her integrity when she goes to work. It's probably more comfortable in that way. So I don't think that was my best story. And maybe that's in part because I didn't ask Oyster if she minds if I tell it. So I'm not even sure I'm going to publish this podcast. But the point remains that you can, if you want to change jobs, if you don't like what you're doing, there is definitely something else that you can do. And it may require more training or it may not. It probably requires an internal transformation, seeing yourself as somebody who can make a change, but it definitely is possible. People do it every day, and that's why I'm doing this whole experiment to learn to tell better stories so that I can sell my dad's book, which helps people do exactly that, to change careers in midstream. So I am going to sign off, and thanks for bearing with me. I will get better at this, and that's that. And we'll see the chickens